Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Speaking of Black Friday, we reported that a record over $9 billion for online sales this year. That's a record. So it was a healthy Black Friday for retail online side. So let's talk about how this would affect some potential companies that are traded on the stock market. Yes. You had listed a few. You got Best Buy, Ross, Macy's, Kohl's, Target, TJ Maxx, Walmart, and Amazon. So you want to kind of go by each one?
You want to just run them down? We'll start at the top.
Yeah, Best Buy, not one of my favorites. I think they have a bunch of challengers. I would maybe be swing trade Best Buy. I think we have one behemoth that we can't forget about. I think, Troy, for a while you've been saying this is your stock of the year. We'll get to that in a second. Yep, number two, Ross, I do like. If in down times, Ross does get a little bit more popular for people who are trying to save money. The company is pretty well ran. The stock performs relatively well. So I like that one. Macy's, not so much. I'll skip past that. Kohl's is okay. Target should make a rebound within 2 or 3 years. So I'm kind of in the middle of the road on Target, but at the right price, I would like to buy it. But I think TJ Maxx, Walmart, and then the behemoth Amazon are the three that we really need to focus on here. But Amazon being the cash cow in this crop, like they're expected to ship 5.9 billion packages in 2023, and they're the number one shipping company in the world as of right now.
And that just happened. They passed UPS in 2020. They passed FedEx this year. They are now the number one shipper in the United States. This is true. We said this was going to happen.
You definitely did. And I'm wondering how much of the competitors' business are staying afloat because of Amazon. Like, I would really love to see that how much data they're sending to UPS, DHL, et cetera, to have packages delivered. But Amazon, out of that category of Black Friday deals, is number one. I definitely still like Walmart. They are competitive threat to be worried about. TJ Maxx and Ross are like, Best Buy has a whole bunch of other issues, like having to house the inventory. Kohl's I would stay away from, but Amazon by far is the leader here.
There's a lesson to be learned inside of that. About 10 years ago, FedEx had an opportunity to partner with Amazon because of the amount of margin that it was bringing in for the company. Ended up not doing it, and now they're being surpassed. And who knows, in 10 to 15 years, if they'll even be able to compete. We'll see. But there's a bigger story, because when we talked about the record that was sold, it was 9.8 billion online sales. But the big retail stores, there's another issue there that nobody's talking about, right? How many people were in the stores? So, crazy. Ian, I'm gonna run down that list, right? I'm gonna give people the percentages year to date of the companies, and then it'll put a more of a highlight on what's happening in terms of the retail sector. So, Best Buy, and for those who are looking for the ticker BBY, is down 14% year to date. Ross, ticker ROST, up 13% year to date. Macy's down 25%, ticker is M. Kohl's, ticker is KSS, they're down 6%. Target, ticker TGT, down 13%. TJ Maxx, ticker TJX, is up 13%. And Walmart, ticker WMT, is up 9%. Now here are, this is where it gets really glaring. Amazon, the company you just talked about, and I've talked about the past 2 years, is up 73% year to date.
Over the year.
But here's the big one right here. Pause. Shopify. When we're talking about e-commerce and we're talking about small business, you have to talk about Shopify. Shopify is up 103% year to date. So if you're talking about e-commerce and the way people are shopping, people are not going into stores at the same rate, right? These Black Friday sales don't. If I can get it online with my convenience, I'm going to do it there. You talk about two e-commerce businesses that are dominant, Amazon and Shopify. Amazon headed toward a triple-digit percentage this year. Shopify is already there. Those trends, I feel like, are going to continue going into the future. Retail space, big box retail, they have an issue on their hands.
Over with, Which goes into the issue that Don Peebles and who else was talking about this at Market Mondays Live? Like, the commercial use space is going to be different over the next... David Gross. The commercial real estate boom is done, and we're seeing a lot of retailers go through, but like you said, the ones that are have been shifted to apps and online purchasing, they're going to do incredibly well. Amazon is in prime position. Like, Bezos hasn't left his foundation or got off the yacht yet, but listen, Andy's doing a good job. They are performing incredibly well. You got to give it up for Amazon. When everyone thought they were down and out, they found a way to right the ship, and great CEOs are going to find a way to do well even in times of disaster. And I feel bad for FedEx not partnering. Rashad, remind me that one time when you seen old boy walking to Chipotle
with the knapsack.
It ain't giving hedge fund how you say, but put it in chat. Partnerships are key.
Get your facts. All that
be your own boss thing sounds good until inflation hits. Oh baby.
Well, speaking about inflation, what does it say? What does it say about the state of the economy? What does it say about the economy with 9.8 billion spent on online sales? A lot of people said, you know, recession and people would be spending less money this year, but spent more money regardless of the circumstances. So what does it say about, you know, heading into 2024?
I think when people want things, no matter what, they're going to find a way. If you have kids, significant other, your kids and significant other don't want to hear this recession, I'm not going to buy you anything. So there's always going to be someone to profit. Money's going to slow down, but money, like energy, is always going to be recycled. So it may move up to the 1%ers and they may spend more, or it may trickle down occasionally. But the biggest companies on earth are going to find a way to incentivize people to spend money to put that into their castle. The thing I found really interesting with the Amazon thing was the Thursday night game. And now they had the ads popping up based off of your shopping history. Like, that Black Friday NFL Amazon integration, I don't think people know how genius that is. You don't have to pay the same rate as you do at the Super Bowl, but it's a little bit pricier. People are waiting for a deal, and now the Black Friday deals are popping up. So, like, Super Bowl will always reign supreme, and it's like the imminent ad space. But I think this Thursday night pre-Black Friday game may get bigger. Yeah. Job well played by Amazon, for sure.
Yeah, it was first time in history that they had a Black Friday NFL game. Just so happened. I mean, the Jets played terribly, but yeah, it's a business model. Even for the season, the Thursday night games have moved to Amazon Prime. So if you're looking for them on network TV, you don't have them anymore. They're all on the Amazon Prime. Who knows what happens? And I know Disney's trying to figure out what they're going to do with ESPN, but you could imagine that Monday Night Football itself might end up on one of these streaming platforms where they can only be viewed there. That's always, if you look at ratings for every week from national syndicast, it's the number one show every week during the football season. And then after that, it's good luck. Maybe it can be one of these game shows. But
yeah,
during the NFL season, Monday Night Football, number one watch thing in the country. So imagine that going to a streaming platform. The bidding on that is just being incredible.
Being incredible. Yeah, I think people always find money to spend where they need it. I think you guys touched on this before. Even though a recession may hit certain parts of the country or certain demographics, people are always going to spend. I think that wealth gap is getting so wide. We're seeing a disparity between, we know people who are being drastically affected, and on the other end, we know some people the last 2 years, they've had their best years. So I think the economy is going to find a way to stabilize. I don't think we're going to have a soft landing. Or maybe we'll have a soft landing for the rich and a very harsh landing if you're not. I don't know if you've seen the post I put up earlier. Fellas, if you're cheating and you're not paying all the bills, old girl put him on a balcony, made him sleep outside, and brought his macaroni and cheese and Kool-Aid outside. Get your affairs in order so you can have a soft landing in case you get caught up this holiday season. And real men don't cheat.
Black men don't cheat, man. You know that.
It's fascinating. Was it a big burrito bowl with chips, or was it like, I'm done?
Earn your compliance.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.